This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
I like to be around groovy, groovy people. I don't like nobody that's got it.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you until 12 o'clock. Hollywood Casino is a great place to go on the weekend, I'll tell you that. You know what's a great thing to do? Is to do like a little staycation. Go out to Hollywood Casino, stay in one of their magnificent new rooms, and just spend the weekend there. Wake up, maybe work out, get your wife a massage, then spend a little Saturday afternoon at 99 Hop's House watching games, maybe go to the casino, go back to the room, take a nap, go out to dinner, and then do a little gambling late at night. That sounds like a fun weekend at Hollywood Casino. We appreciate them being one of our title sponsors. We're excited that they've been with us for years. Just a great staff out there. Really enjoy doing a little people watching too. Hollywood Casino, our title sponsor. All right, Keith Kachuk is going to come in here at 11:15 with Martin and myself. We're excited about that. You may not know this, but Keith has a daughter who's become a star field hockey player at Villa Duchesne. She's a power forward with a great shot. Shocking there, huh? And then his other children, well, one's in the league and one could be the top pick in the NHL draft next year. How about that? You talk about raising some star athletes. That's Keith Kachuk. 10:50, we're going to talk it over with Howard Balzer. We'll talk some football. Our crack intern, Pete Forsey, is here. And Pete, I had him break down about a tight end move. I have Jared Cook, who I'm not excited about. And so I'm thinking about dropping him. And tell me about this tight end in Carolina, Dixon.
Dixon, well, I think he is probably your best move tonight over Jared Cook, just because E.J. Manuel is playing and Marshawn Lynch is going to be in the backfield for the Raiders. The Chargers are last against the run. The Eagles have a cornerback out against Cam Newton tonight. They do have a good safety, though, Malcolm Jenkins, so could be a big night for Dixon.
All right. Let's welcome to the program the Hall of Famer. Our pleasure to welcome the now Senior Advisor of Hockey Operations for the Florida Panthers, Mr. Chris Pronger. Chris, how you doing today?
Good. How you doing, Frank?
Real good. Are you? I saw you at C4 the other day. Your son was playing a basketball game. Are you kind of going back and forth?
I am, yes, I am.
By the way, what does he prefer? He's kind of a long lad, looks like he's athletic. What does he like better, basketball or hockey?
He's into basketball now. He loves it.
So he has seen the light and chosen the better sport here.
I think so, yeah.
Did anybody ever try to put you on the court as a young man?
No, they did not. I played a little bit of volleyball in high school, but that was the extent of my jumping.
Gotcha. So how do you like the new position with the Florida Panthers?
It's going well. Yeah, it's been a great learning experience, and I'm working with a lot of great people. So it's been exciting thus far, and looking forward to more of that.
Is the end-all goal to be a GM and run your own franchise?
Well, I think, you know, down the road, certainly, but there's still a lot to learn, and one of the intriguing parts of this job was being able to work with Dale Tallon and kind of learning from him. He's, this is his second team he's been trying to build, the first being Chicago. And so he's been a joy to work with and certainly has a lot to offer and is very interested in helping to mentor me, which is great for me.
So what are your, like, specific duties as a senior advisor?
Well, I kind of touch all the bases, really. Right now I'm kind of Dale's right-hand man and really focusing in on our team and learning our team. At some point branch out and start talking contracts and things like that. But right now it's really just getting a good grasp on our team, our minor league team, learning the players in our system. And then from there, I've got a pretty good base from my job the last 3 years with the Department of Player Safety with the NHL. So I know the pro game pretty well. I just need to brush up on the junior ranks in college hockey and really focus in on understanding and learning the young guys either coming up for the draft or another other team system.
Part of being a GM is being able to, you know, work with the salary cap. And I think I'm right about this. I think you told me this. You have a little bit of a math mind, or you would be doing something in the business world if it weren't for hockey?
Yeah, probably. But having said that, that would have been a long ways down the road. But, yeah, I always enjoyed math. I was never much of an English person, but my dad was an accountant. I always enjoyed numbers and things of that nature. So numbers come a little bit easier to me than the English side of it. So I was always sticking to math in school.
How often are you checking out the Blues? Have you seen them play this year at all?
Yeah, I've seen them play a number of times on TV. I saw their last preseason game against Washington. I've got a number of games circled on my calendar that I'll go see, whether it be them or their opposition. And I've seen them play quite a bit over the last 4 or 5 years as I've been back here that I got a pretty good handle on their team.
The obvious comparison is Colton Parayko with Chris Pronger. It's a lot of pressure on Colton, but the length, you both play the same position. Do you see some similarities? In fact, when I hear people talk about Colton, they say, boy, I just wish he was as ornery as Chris Pronger.
Well, it's probably a good thing he's not, because the game's changed and he might not be on the ice as much as I was. He'd be in the penalty box or suspended. But
what do you think of him?
Certainly been able to watch him mature over the last number of years here, and you know, has deservedly earned the new contract that he's been given. And you know, he's been a great surprise, I think, for them, and has really solidified that second pairing. And he's got a great shot in the power play. So he's, you know, I think the best is yet to come for him as he continues to mature and develop his game.
Now, they always say that he's got to quit smiling and be a little bit meaner. Were you, like, naturally ornery?
I don't know, Frank. You tell me.
I think I'd bet that way.
Yeah. Yeah, I always had a little bit of, I guess we'll call it a mean streak, or however we want to describe it. But, yeah, I always seemed to be a little fiery on the ice, whether it was, you know, as a kid growing up and then on into the junior ranks and then into pro. So, yeah, just seemed to always have that temper and use it on the ice and kind of use it to my advantage.
And did you relish the role, like it's going to some arenas, especially in a playoff situation, where people just, you were kind of viewed as the villain at times?
Public enemy number one, I believe they call that, Frank. And, I guess you start looking at it and you realize that you're not going to be everybody's favorite. You can be a villain and kind of roll with the punches as they come. But I always knew that going into the opposition's building, if I was driving them crazy and they hated my guts, then I was doing my job to the best of my ability.
We're talking with the Hall of Famer Chris Pronger, Hollywood Casino Press Box, on the all-new 590 The Fan. When you started playing, did you have any idea that it could end up like this for you?
In what way?
In terms of being, you know, one of the greatest defensemen of all time.
Well, I think as you, coming from a small town, you don't really know what to expect when you move away from home. I think as I continued to advance up through the junior ranks and then on into pro, you always begin to compare yourself to certain players and kids of your age, and I always seemed to feel like I matched up okay. And then as I turn pro and you start playing against some of the best players in the world, you start to realize, hey, I'm not that much different than they are, and that gives you a little bit more confidence, and then things kind of spiral from there. And I knew I had the talent. It was just a matter of kind of putting it all together and you know, whether it be training, preparation for seasons or practice or what have you, and making sure you're fully committed to being the best player you can be.
Who was the one guy you did not want to see coming at you with the puck?
You know what? I relish the opportunity to play against the best. You know, I think you need to challenge yourself. You know, I know there's been a number of occasions in Super Mario chewed us up and spit us out, and you know, opportunity to play against and with Wayne Gretzky and some of the best that ever played the game, and to be able to say that you played against those guys is really something special. But I never really feared anybody. I just would make sure I was prepared and challenging myself to, if it was on any given night, shut them down and make sure that I was doing my job to the best of my ability and hopefully, you know, spur my teammates to do the same.
Who could embarrass you, though? Did anybody, like, I think like a guy like Pavel Bure, not you specifically, but he'd be one guy that I wouldn't want coming at me with a puck.
Well, I think you just have, again, I think that goes back to preparation. I think you really just have to understand, you know, where you might think somebody is so-called scared. Another guy is prepared and understands how to put that player into uncomfortable situations that they might not want to be put into. And really, you use your strengths to your advantage and force them into, you know, weaker positions that they don't like to be in. So you kind of use your strengths, your advantage, and you push them away from your weaknesses or so-called perceived weaknesses. And really, it's just a matter of not thinking in the negative and trying to be as positive as possible.
Did you have a weakness?
We all have weaknesses. I got lots of them.
But no,
never,
but on the ice.
I never, ever, ever let you know, Frank.
That's good stuff. All right. Do you at all miss that competition high?
Yeah, I do. You know, I think that's one thing that you really can't replicate. But, you know, I think as you get a little bit older, you realize that things are not as, you know, your body can't take the same toll. You cannot really understand the magnitude and the speed of the game of today. The game's kind of passing by, and I understand that.
So how are you health-wise? We know you went through a tough time initially after the concussions. Are you doing better every year?
I'm feeling okay. It's, you know, it's been a long process of, you know, early on really working on my eye and working on trying to get past the stigma of how my eye was affecting my head and all the rest of that stuff. But, you know, every once in a while you feel a little bit, but as you continue to go along year after year, things get a little bit better and you start to manage it a little bit better and understand what triggers you and all the rest of that. But overall, doing pretty well.
We saw you out on the ice Winter Classic weekend, and you had the great line afterwards. We got the 2 points.
Hey, at the end of the day, instinct kicks in, and everybody wants to win. You're very competitive, and the juices get going. And, whether it's an old-timers game like that or, playing with your kids down in the basement or what have you, you always have that competitive juice and fire and you want to win. And certainly that game was no different.
You mean you don't let your kids win when you play against them?
No. They need to earn it.
Good stuff. Honored to have you on the program, sir. Oh, what about tonight's game? What do you think? Blues and Panthers tonight.
You almost forgot.
Yes, that's right.
Well, I really like the way we're playing. I know the Blues are playing really good hockey right now. I would say we are as well. It's going to be an up-tempo game. We've been playing a really high pace, quick, fast game, and I know the Blues have made a number of changes and really pushed the pace as well. So I think it's going to be a very entertaining game. But I can see the Panthers coming out on top tonight.
Any similarities between Vladimir and Brett?
Yeah, I think just, you know, the releases are obviously a lot different, but the way the puck comes off, their stick is second to none. I, you know, just having a chance to play with Hulley and watching him shoot the puck, it was impressive. And I'm sure those guys marvel at how Vladdy shoots the puck in practice and in games. It's impressive to see how quick he can release that puck.
Chris, thanks so much, sir. Good luck. Congratulations on the new job.
All right. Thanks, Frank. Take care. Have a good one.
All right. The great Chris Pronger joining us on the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Boy, I tell you, his interviews after the game, they were so great. Gosh, you can just see how entertaining he is. He was always edgy. He had a great repartee. You know Norm Sanders, Belleville News Democrat?
Oh, yeah.
He'd always have fun with Norm, too. He's just terrific. Hockey players are the absolute best. I've said that for years. All right, before we go to break, quick word about Rankin Jordan. They're looking for volunteers. Yes, they're doubling the size of the hospital. They want people to be a part of this great organization. If you could volunteer a day or maybe 2 days, you should do it, because what they do for kids in St. Louis, they are the bridge hospital. Yes, a lot of times you can't go from hospital to home. You need a place where you can stay for a while, maybe a month or 2 months, where you can get the rehab work done. Rankin Jordan does that. Go to their website, RankinJordan.org. H. Bulzer, when we come back.